Good day, everyone, and welcome to the Ethos. I turn the call over to Karen Williamson, class of 1969. Karen, you may begin.
1969. Let me begin by welcoming and thanking you for a small group called the Ethos 50th Anniversary Gift Committee went public with our Ethos. As you all know, we greatly exceeded that goal on this call, who were able to give at the Founders Circle and Harambee's to give to the president of the college to use at her discretion. And today, I'm truly proud to introduce our speakers. President Paula Johnson, Wellsley Shaw Horton, thank you both for your historic leadership at Wellesley.
And now, on the list, who's here, who's joined us, thank you for your generosity, and your generosity is so critically important in terms of an important group on campus. And when I say improve the lives, yes, at an interpersonal level, to know, for our students to know and understand that, but to also know that you are there to support them both directly. Sheila, Dean Horton, and I will talk a little bit about what our initial plan is. And Nancy Cameron, who's head of Harambee, has really spearheaded the effort. And in a rejuvenation, the rebirth of the gospel choir, which I do think will be so very few who were on campus for that 50th anniversary, to joy of all of you getting together and singing. And we've modeled, we got one additional piece of information, and Charlene was I was quite honored to be asked to speak at Boston's MLK breakfast. Tremendous honor to have Wellesley represented on the dais with this and our fantastic new Congresswoman, Ayanna Pressler. Wellesley out there in the world, on that particular day. Over to Dean Horton to talk for a few minutes about the gospel choir.
Thanks. The rebirth of the gospel choir for a couple of reasons. One is I clearly observed the group of alums who got together and recalled the days that they were. And so we also wanted to check in with our students here to see if that was something that might be interesting to them. We looked at potentially working a partnership with religious to keep it squarely in Harambee House as the Ethos Choir, so that it would really resonate who aren't necessarily feeling connected to the religious and spiritual life here, but still want to be connected, who've expressed interest. The expectations that they'll go up to probably about 20. They've already met at the end of this semester. We've been in touch with Linda Brown, former director, and she has agreed to be our choir director. So we're really excited that we'll have the alum to lead the effort along with the students who are excited to be a part of it. So that basic cost for music, for a small stipend for the director, and for we are expecting that the budget will be around $6,000 and change every. This will not only be of value to the individual students that participate, but will certainly benefit from it, but that it will also give a greater sense of belonging for our students in the future years to more than 20 students. And so we're looking forward to talking with the students to make sure that they're committed, because sometimes there's, you know, it took us the whole students. And we really have heard, and I've even heard from some students on the side that they have to have, you know, that they didn't want to have to perform, be the people who also perform, you know, they really wanted us to provide those for them. So having the funds to be able to bring in a director and to get going.
So thank you, Dean Horton. And I have any questions?
Star 1 on your phone, and then you'll be placed in the queue in the order received. If your question has been answered or you wish, we'll pause for just a moment to let the queue assemble. Folks, star 1 for any questions at this time. First, we'll hear from Joan Wallace Benjamin, class of 1975.
I'm just going to say, for all the years I've known you, I had no idea that you
For all the years you've known me, you noticed I kept my day job. I just want to say real quick, I got sort of a little comment and a question to just say I'm so excited the money that we raised and the effort that we put forward, but only and also because the choir was just experience for all the sisters that were part of it. We extended our talent to colleges all over the, I don't know who's on the telephone now, but I think that in light of this announcement, they will be in the fact that the college is doing this, and it could actually renew it, but there are a whole lot of sisters that have not. And I do think that the choir and I think at campus life. So is there, I can think of Vivian Cherry, who I just saw, Sheila Bernier. I mean, there's just so many people. So is there a thought about how to
Well, that's an excellent idea. Getting the students involved and getting meeting their desires and making sure them. But I think it's an excellent idea for us once they begin to have concerts, for example, for us to and have them to come. I think that that's a great idea.
With the Alumni Association on how to make that happen.
And with WAVE Connection.
Okay, great.
Thank you. I want to I want to first thank wonderful for the call and for your immediate plan. I'm just wondering for those non-musical ones of us, speakers or whether there are events, whether there's assisting Black students.
So I'll just say that, you know, we really wanted to think about experience in a relational way, and I think allow our students to also, at this point, we will be thinking about other ways to use the funds about what is, you know, kind of what are the plans in a very intentional way and not. We are supported by the college. So it's interesting, Francile, as you talk about, and one of the things that we're trying to do is having so many speakers that our students can't really attend that. And when I look back at what you used to do in the day, there was always those grouped together, but also, quite frankly, a major event for the campus. Is that something we should? One of the other things that we are doing to support our students, I do think engaging them.
I was going to say exactly that. We really want it to be student-driven because academically and socially, and so wanting to make sure that they are directing and trying to put things in place for them, really want to hear what their interests are, what they can require. Apparently, this has been an interest of many, but they really didn't know how to get it going. So this is one way they're able to do it. Once we get that going, I think there will be, well, first of all, it will be open to anyone who wants to be a part. I imagine there will also be other opportunities that will emanate from this because we're, again, about trying to build connections. We're moving in a new place in terms of intercultural education. Tracy Cameron in the Harambe House as well as with the other international students, really in building a holistic community. And so I think there might also be some, they're starting small but intentional and trying to think about what is really going into. For example, when we were talking about the choir, we said, you know, to have a good choir, you have to meet. So if we bring all these people together, that you're really going to follow through. And so the student commitment is solidified about maybe having a step team. Well, so that's an idea because that, again, builds community, right? That the entire community can appreciate. But before we go into the step team, we'll come forward from the students. There will be no shortage of ideas. We just want to be intentional and make sure that.
Good afternoon. I just wanted to echo Joan's comments regarding the thinking of Adele Allen as the pianist. I mean, she was so integral to everything. So I'm to people so that they're aware, and I couldn't agree with Joan more that it might be a very, very remain at a distance. And then I also just wanted to thank you very, very much for funds that were donated. and for letting us know while things are still in progress.
Thank you, Alicia.
And next we
good afternoon, everybody. So many of my classmates and people who I knew when idea for future consideration and thinking about how to get fun wind up financing. And that is $5,000 and invite students to come up, would submit, and maybe you would fund two or three of them, but is to get them involved from inception. And I had, though, is if there are you aware of or students might have that they feel are not being met, focused, but, you know, perhaps a way to identify. I'd like to hear your comments, reaction to that.
Funds for students to apply for it, that, you know, we'd have to think through would be, that would certainly be a possibility. But again, we want to try to divert who are here today, but in the future. So that was that. I haven't really heard of any urgent needs recently, but that doesn't mean that any urgent needs that are currently unmet or that we don't already have a plan for addressing support those.
See, I'm just going to add to say that all of those who are engaged with the students and really thinking about focus on kind of when I think about urgent need, I think about those things that might be financial, you know, visits home or other aspects of life on Wellesley for everyone on the phone. Those are things that we hear about. I just want to say when there's an urgent need of that nature, those issues really are addressed.
And just as another reminder, that is star one if you have any questions. Next week.
Good afternoon to my Ethos Wellesley sisters. Happy to represent the team. Thanks to our president and dean for all of the great work that you're doing. Well, before I say that, I was also happy to see Wellesley represented at the MRC,
yeah.
President Johnson. Okay, good.
That was wonderful. Thank you.
Of color and a trustee that were represented at the breakfast, and it's good to see that they're kind of creating that community or dedicating some resources to increase it across all the disciplines, but also in the recruitment of students of color, particularly students of ID, of different walks of life in different parts of the country and the world.
As you know, I think it's been a priority, but what I'm very pleased of faculty that have come in since I've been here, we have an increasing, or I should just say black in general, faculty coming in. So it looks very different from the more junior faculty. And when I say junior, it's not just the assistant march through the pipeline and become professors. So it's how we not just recruit, but how we retain our faculty of color. It's critically to having a curriculum that is also reflected and taught by a domain vigilant about that work. Joy St. John, who is our Dean of Admissions and Financial, and we are really focused on diversity, and in a world where the economic divide continues to grow, what is it that so that is work that will be ongoing spring. Really thinking about financial aid at the next planning conversation, and it will be essential to diversity, not that all a very diverse group of students of color, we must have generous financial aid and the question. So we are focused on this. It's very interesting seeing played out in the applicant pool. As you know, the privilege of attending some of the best high schools versus those who are not, and to grow diversity amongst particularly our underrepresented minority. How do we think about that? And This is a big conundrum, even more divided with regard to opportunity at that height, you know, committed and focused on these questions. I think the future is hopeful, but it is going to take consistent.
On the student affairs side, hire the young African-American woman, Shante Brown, with students, and she came to us from Rensselaer advising students in the sciences. And so she is, she connects with our students. And we also have a new hire in the Science Center, assistant director
yep,
of the Science Center on campus and trying to be visible and engaged with students.
Yep.
It'll come from Alice Jones, class of 1981.
Hi, everybody. This wasn't already answered. I was on the elevator and missed some of the conversation, but of gifts that came to the fund from people who were previously not has come to mind is if it turns out that there is a significant percentage, this fund clearly spoke to all the people who came out, and it is a connection to which. And so one of the things I've been thinking is that we should have and this fund should fund that people can contribute to, and that would allow us to sustain the fund. I'm curious to hear about that, if a significant percentage that I wanted to mention. Someone, when I got back on the line, mentioned at Wellesley and at least one other college that and I've forgotten the name of it. It has a couple of professors' names or something where the students what they did over the summer, and it usually has to do, you know, something with their whole day. It's an incredible day of learning and of seeing what the students are up to. Thinking there could be even an annual ETHOS award of some sort or award day where to present their what they did over the summer or over some period. It would, you know, members of ETHOS and anybody else would be invited to come and hear them getting us together on an annual basis to support the young jotted down. Was I'm always, like others, thinking about how we can increase the percentage. And I think that percentage has hovered at or below 6% since waves to improve that percentage of diversity I have one final comment, and I was thinking about that there was a tutoring program that was for mostly, I think, Latina and African-American students, and it was in math, her economics major there, and she found it incredibly helpful, and it seems that program should definitely be looked at for expansion and as well as a result of that course. But things that we can do like that to make them better performers, those are my thoughts right now. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Alice, and in the fold, and now Patrick on the board. I do want to start actively talking about is that support, particularly in math, we need to create, and it's funny, it is something that for students who are going to be doing in more quantitative social sciences like economics is important. So that's something that we will ask the ability of the college to provide those opportunities and to think about how a number of ideas that we've been thinking about, but I think you're absolutely right in terms of you know, over the past couple of years, some of the things that do just by getting out and doing the work is also a fly-in program so that we now can, without cost, fly in. This has been very, very important. And, in fact, Alice, you probably saw the student, an African-American student, really talk about the importance of that program for her coming, getting a feel for what it is like on campus and creating that passion, I think that increasing interest in recruiting. I would say in terms of the percentage, I would say that when we kind of count into that student, I think, you know, unlike a number of years ago, students, to the way we technically count them, kind of using national standards, it may, we don't need to do much better, but I think it underrepresents the student Tanner, the Tanner Conference, in which students present their internship experience. An idea, you know, one of the ideas that, you know, I'm wondering about is we probably don't do to our Ethos alumni to identify and let you know when this is happening, to create a guide so that you're here. It's a very exciting day. There are no classes. And I think we could really do a much better job of reaching out and get maybe a little reception or opportunity to have a meal, you know, a nice dinner together. But I think, and then lastly, what we've, when you ask the question, we just texting, which is that a significant number of the gifts were new, that this was important in terms of re-engagement is absolutely the case. Continue to engage those who've given, but to continue to engage the larger community's effort and become equally excited.
We really...
Yes, ma'am, we do still have some in the queue. Would you like to take one final question?
Sure, understood.
The last question then will come from Colleen Powell, class of...
Johnson and colleagues. So good to hear from so many friends on the phone. The one thing I was thinking of has been your thoughtful approach to it. One of the things I was thinking of is certain internship programs that there's a proliferation of other ones by now. And I wonder if we could perhaps, and it'll probably take a minute, we could use this as sort of seed funding for an ongoing fund to support more Black students like that, because I think those are particularly difficult for some of our students. And I think that...
Thank you, Colleen. It's a great idea. We'll look into, you know, whether there's unmet need and opportunity to expand the numbers.
Great. Thank you, Preston Johnson and Dean Horton, for sharing your vision with us. Just communicate it to other donors and all on this call. So I think that may be the next step that I would love to see. Helped us greatly with this effort. Thank you again to the gift committee and ongoing support for Wellesley. And thank you for your continuing.
Thank you, Karen, and thank you to everybody.
You may contact the development office at 1-800-358-3543. Connect. 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 disconnect. Connect. 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 Connect.